Blog Talk Radio.
One Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
What up, people? What's going on, world? Your old special edition with Charles Baxter. What's going on, Chuck?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. On today's show, man, you said, what is your gift, huh? That's what you wanted, to elaborate on, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
What is your gift as far as giving to the world? And what I mean by gifts is God has given us a lot of talent, gifts of common sense, too. And we talk about so many times, churches talk about, you know, sins as far as thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. Fornicate, so on and so forth. But if you do not know what your gifts are to give to the world, that's a sin in itself. We talk about black empowerment, but how can you empower someone else if you do not even know how to go about it? Empowering someone through your own gifts. Your children should be able to look at you and say, hey, this, my father is this, and this is what he does for a living, and he can give back by doing this. A lot of times we squander our gifts, and we are not able to recognize what we can give back. Then it's your gift is the gift of communication. You can communicate with people on very different levels. My gift is the gift of construction. I know how to build. Regardless of what it is I'm building, I can build. House, relationship, I can build. I can tell you the do's and don'ts of what it is that we need to do. And a lot of times we don't realize what our gifts are because we squander them. So what is your gift that you want to give back to the world? Or do you know how to recognize your gifts?
Right. Well, you know that question there, man. They say it's a stepping stone to it, right? Okay, we got a couple of things on it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did a little research, you know what I'm saying? Now, today, man, I'm not going to go scripture bound or anything like that. If people want to call in, 347-838-9106. we can go scripture bound if y'all want to, but we're really speaking from the heart today. So, you know, so if you want to, you know, go in there and look at Corinthians or Timothy or, you know, what Apostle Paul did before he was Saul, and, you know, if you want to do all that, I'm just letting you know we can go. I can do it. I just don't want to. You know what I mean? I want it to be natural, and I want it from the heart. Because a lot of people, man, that call them a show, man, they are more spiritual than religious, okay? Now, spiritual is just more of, this is what I believe in, the Torah, the Quran, the Bible, you know, the Judaism, you know, these type of affairs. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what you believe in. That's cool. That's spiritual to me. You know, so we're going to practice another denomination today. But we're going to go with what we know.
Well, you know what, Dennis, you just hit on a real, real live point, man. You know, I was talking to two Muslims yesterday, you know, and, you know, within the conversation, you know, while the Muslims were walking and talking with me, the first thing that they said was, you know, the only thing that could straighten this world out is Jesus, is God, and Jesus, and the Prophet Muhammad. Now, you know, what was so shocking is, here, you know, you would think that a Muslim wouldn't even mention Jesus' name, but yet and still, they mentioned it, and they mentioned Jesus' name, and, I was more or less like, oh, wow, you know. So when you speak about, you know, coming straight from the hip, that's what I like to hear. I don't want to hear all the Bible-based stuff all the time. Sometimes you lose people in the translation trying to Bible-based stuff down all the time. When a person finds themselves, they'll be able to get that. Everybody that's going to read that Bible. A lot of people don't own Bibles. And if they do own a Bible, they sure didn't crack it open. Because if the Bible was cracked open more, we probably wouldn't have things going on in this world the way we do.
Yep. You know, you know, say you hit it dead on, man. My whole point of saying it as, you know, going in without being real, stepping on other people's toes. Because, like I said, we got people, we got walking the light. We got atheists, man, that don't believe. You know what I'm saying? But Cat Williams said this, man, it was just so funny to me. He said, okay, you're an atheist. He said, now, what if you doing something and it's really good? You know what I'm saying? We're going to say sexual preference, right? You doing something sexually. You in it. You like, oh, you know, you missing the word when you doing it. You're like, oh, that, oh my, that feels so good. Like, what can you say if you don't believe in God? How could you replace that word if you don't believe it? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a higher being that brought us here. Can't nobody, you can duplicate it, but you can't create it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I need you to send me the link so I can send the link out. Got internet people trying to get in on the internet. Send it to my phone. But the thing of it is the Bible, the Holy Quran, both of them say you are going to call his name. If nothing else, you are going to call his name. You can try to deny it and try to put logic to it, but even their logic is not logical. Even their logic is not logical. So, understanding that we try to make up stuff to replace, you know, Tom Cruise belongs to some Scientology, you know, to try to explain. But how did you get the science? Nobody ever answers that. How did you get the science? Science is just going to come here. This is science. So how did you get the science? If it was scientific, then it's just real. That's a whole nother conversation. I don't want to get off subject. But, you know, I don't want our people, you know, the first thing to healing of our people is for us to find out what is our gift that we can give to the world. What is our gift that we can give to the world? And a lot of times, we squander our gifts, which is a sin in itself, because we don't recognize what we get, what we can give back to other people. And that's sad. That is sad. So before you break anything down, why don't you go to commercial real quick, and so we can get everything together and come back even stronger. How about that?
Not a problem. There you go.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at WesternWorld1@yahoo.com. That's WesternWorld1@yahoo.com.
I'm not satisfied with just getting by. I like to get ahead, and that's why I carry the prepaid Visa Rush Card.
I get my pay deposited directly to my Rush Card, so I never have to pay check cashing fees ever.
And I get access to my money up to 2 days early, which comes in handy.
Plus, my prepaid Visa Rush Card makes it so easy for me to pay bills and shop online.
You can use your Rush Card to get cash or check your balance at over 23,000 MoneyPass ATMs nationwide with no fees.
And I can use it everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Why just get by when you can get ahead? Thanks, Rush Card.
Get your Rush Card right now and we'll refund your one-time card fee, a value of up to $9.95. Call 1-877-319-7243 or go to rushcard.com now and use promo code THRIVE. 1-877-319-7243. Limited time offer. Don't delay.
Did you know you can't say f***ed on the radio? It's true. And you can get in some serious trouble with the FCC for saying s*** too. That's a real shame, because those are exactly the words you'd use to describe the state of your credit. Meanwhile, you wonder what might have happened if you'd have went to CreditFX to have your credit repaired. The fact is, at CreditFX, we specialize in having credit bureaus legally erase f***ed up credit. With over 7 years of experience, knowledge, and the most advanced software in Jacksonville, our goal is to protect your financial reputation. Don't wake up in the morning feeling like s***, and come home feeling totally f***ed over. Visit creditfxonline.com. If you've had credit problems in the past, and who hasn't, visit creditfxonline.com. It's the smart way to get the help you need so you can get the things you want. Visit creditfxonline.com. Believe me, you'll feel like a dumb sh** someday if you don't.
If your furnace broke down, would you call an expert rapper?
Woo! Your furnace broke down, now everybody's chilling. From your head down to your toes, you got no feeling.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real furnace experts. Service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com. Visit serviceexperts.com for license information.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
All right, well, we back in the building. So, man, so basically, we're talking about the gift, man. What kind of gift that you have to the world? What is your gift that you can give back?
My gift is building. And that is building things as far as people's homes, building relationships. But first and foremost, you know, my gift is construction. When I go into a person's home, I assess the situation and I turn around and I say, hey, you know, what is it that I can do for this person for, you know, understanding that I'm not doing it for free, but I'm not going to charge you as much as someone who is could come in straight with a license and, you know, they want all the money and then they have to do the stuff. You know, they're not trying to give you the whole proper service. I try to give you the service for a cheaper price, because understanding that everybody can't afford that high quality guy, you know. But I give you the same quality for a lesser amount. Now, understand this. Sometimes people try to take advantage of that and use it to their advantage, you know, instead of saying, hey, you know, I got a deal, let me go ahead and use it for that as such. A large number of my clientele is elderly people, because they are not able to afford that high quality person. And but I still am able to give them quality service for the amount of money that they're paying me. And in retrospect, I always stay busy because my name is always being passed on. God gave me the gift of visual learning. I can look at something one time and I just automatically learn what it is. It means I can work on cars. I can work on houses. Shoot, if I wanted to be a doctor, I'm more than quite sure that I could do that as well. Now, is that my passion? No, that's not my passion. My passion is to be hands-on with people, and I seen that the gift that God had given me was the gift to deal with people on a one-on-one basis. So that's my gift. You know, I'm able to have to get the discernment of whether you are, whether you mean well or not. I ran into an elderly lady that I was doing work for her at her house, and her son was paying me, but what happened was the son was not going right by paying me according to what the job was and what we had discussed. And he was trying to come up with reasons and excuses of why not to pay me. And when I went to go collect my tools, she had the gift of discernment, which was she could tell about a situation before the situation even happened. She said, "Baby, please don't make me fall in love with you before, and make me fall in love with you, and you leave and don't come back." She had the discernment that I was going to leave. And people don't realize you have to tap into a higher power sometimes. You have to tap into a higher power in order to get what it is that you're trying to get out of this life. It's more or less like a superhero using my gifts for good instead of evil. Are you using your gifts for good instead of evil? Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Right, so,
I'm letting you break it down, brother.
Well, you know, you tell me what your gifts are, brother. You know, what are your gifts? I mean, I recognize your gifts, but you tell me what your gifts are. Do you recognize what your gifts are?
Well, honestly, I really don't know my gifts. You know what I mean? Like, I like helping people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to figure out situations or, you know what I'm saying, come up with some good strategies to get you out of your position. And sometimes when you try to apply that with yourself, it's kind of hard. So that's why I say I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? It's a little blockage there. I do have the ability to learn it. You know what I'm saying? I can pick up something, you know what I'm saying, and I can learn it. I'm more of a, my gift is to cut out people. You know what I'm saying? Cut the middleman out. You know what I'm saying? I still believe you, but I'm still that type. I still got to see for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you said, man, you could teach me something, man, and we get it. We gone. You know what I'm saying? I have the ability to look, to fake it till you make it.
No,
you know, it's a lot of things, man. That really falls up under these categories with what I'm about to read to you.
Okay.
And because you singled it and you hit it dead on. You know what I'm saying? You always nail the coffin, man. You know what I'm saying? And so,
mm-hmm.
Let me see right here. Let me show. And I think one of my biggest gifts, man, is love, man. You know, so I love everybody, man. I don't care what you is. I don't care if you, you know, Caucasian, African-American, African, gay, lesbian. I don't care what you are, man. You know what I'm saying? You're a human being first.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
With a respectful human being. Now, I love those. You know what I'm saying? But if you just ignorant, and ignorant don't necessarily mean that stupid. It means
lack
that
of knowledge,
don't
right.
know no better. Right. Right. I still love you. But I just don't have to deal with your character.
Right.
All right. Now, I'm going to break it down, man. This is what the definition says. And one is from just regular Google. Another one is from Wikipedia. Okay? Now,
okay.
We're going to go with gifts. Okay? They say anything given willingly to someone without payment, a present, or Christmas. A Christmas gift. Okay? Anything
mm-hmm.
given willingly to someone without payment, a present, such as a Christmas gift, or whatever you give to that person without payment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, synonyms, okay? Say presents, handout, donations, offers, bonus, awards, you know what I'm saying? In an act of giving something as a present. Okay, his mother's gift of a 10, okay? His mother's gift was a 10, okay? All right? Now, we're talking about tangible. This is a tangible gift. Okay? What I could do as an exchange for whatever it is without payment, or I'm just looking out for you out the kindness of my heart. Okay? That's
okay.
Weird. All right, so you got that clear, right?
Right.
Okay, now we're going to go with number two, okay? Now, this is where you broke yourself down. And I broke myself down. The natural ability or talent is a gift. Okay?
Exactly.
So you have the natural ability to see something. You can duplicate it. You can see it one time and bam, you got it. Your talent is you utilize tools. You could build. You're a creator. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My talent is communication. I have the ability to, you know, use some strategical planning. I can implement a good conversation. Or I have the talent to, you know, do multiple things. I can see something, too. And, you know, I pretty much can get it down pat. It won't take me that first time. It'll take a couple of times for me to get it. Knowledge, okay? That's a talent. You know what I mean? So so we got the natural ability or talent, okay? Okay, so those are the two differences of the word gift. And I think the natural ability and talent is where that comes from, our creator, God. You know what I'm saying? This is who gave us this ability to do that. And we're gonna go into that too. So how do you feel about both of them? Which one you like?
Natural ability and talent. Natural ability and talent. Never Let It Be Said is this. I don't know if you remember that movie, Catch Me If You Can. He had a natural gift of knowing how to take something and duplicating it. And in the process of him duplicating it, he became one of the master check people who could just take checks and make something of those checks, you know, and he made millions of dollars. Now, one thing that the government recognized that this person was doing this, and in turn, by him doing it, what they did was say, hey, instead of keeping you locked up all your life for the millions and millions of dollars that you defrauded Pan American Airways, we're going to take that talent and we're going to use it to very good use. And in the process of using it in a very good use, we are going to have you work for us so you can catch people who are defrauding people before it gets out of hand. So that's taking something that's a negative and turning it into a positive. A lot of our people have gifts of economics and knowing how to make things grow, but they would rather still deal in the underworld of economics instead of dealing with the legitimate world of economics. As far as, let's go to drug dealing. You have the gift of knowing how to market yourself, put people in certain positions. You are able to run a corporate business, but you're squandering your gifts by running guys on the corner instead of running guys in corporate America, putting yourself through a school system and saying, hey, in the process, I can run a Fortune 500 company. Or even if I don't go to school, I can take this money and make it legitimate and then turn around and make more millions now, because I'm not going to squander my gifts. Recognizing that you have a talent and is able to help people along the way through life versus hindering people. And that's where we as a culture have to get to. We have to understand that we should be more than willing to help people instead of hinder people.
Okay.
Life is too short for us to be studying, doing these things. In order for you to gain economic empowerment, you have to understand what is it the gift in order so you can acquire economic empowerment. What is your gift? Because you can't move forward if you're steadily putting your car in reverse. You're steadily putting your car in reverse, you're not moving forward. It's like a person moving from apartment to apartment. You're able to save money up to give this person money for an apartment. Why don't you save money to give somebody for a house? There's many, I think you were the one who spoke about the foreclosure, the home foreclosure. There's plenty of home houses out there that are foreclosed, and they only cost $7,000, $8,000, $10,000. Maybe the most $15,000 to $20,000. The bank just wants their money. They just want to walk away with some type of money. You know, but you'll go spend $20,000 on a car, but you won't save that $20,000 to put it on a home to raise your child. That's
right.
What I'm talking about as far as gifts. What gifts, you know, God gives you favor in order to get you to the next hump in your life. He gives you favors. Those are called gifts that God has given you. He doesn't have to give you these things, but in turn, he gives you these things so you can get to the next phase in your life. What are your gifts that you can give to the world? Hello?
Yeah, man. I've been listening to you, man.
So, that's where we stand at as far as a culture is, you know, we often want to put it up on other nationalities and stuff, but we are squandering our gifts as a culture here in the United States. We're squandering our culture and saying, hey, you know, instead of moving forward in our lives, we would rather stay at a standstill and dwell upon a negative just in more of a positive circumstances.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe in prophetic gifts?
Do I believe in what gifts?
Prophetic, meaning a prophet gives you, you know, says some kind of,
oh,
you know, some kind of, you know,
prophet.
They preach on your life. So.
I would be lying if I didn't tell you I didn't believe in the prophet, because you have to also make a living within what you're doing. You know, I have a gift that I give to people every day, and that's with my construction business, on-time home repair. And in the process of me giving those gifts, you know, I in turn say, hey, you know, this is how much I'm going to charge you, you know. Young lady, she had a problem with her plumbing. And the construction company that was over there, instead of them going ahead and taking initiative to find out what the problem is and fixing the problem, they would rather have just say, well, let me put a Band-Aid on the problem instead of fixing the entire problem. You're already there. You're already getting paid for the job. The job entailed, what your job entailed you to do what I was called for. But in turn, they turned the blind eye. I turned around and said, hey, I'll stop the leak for you. I'll say $100. $100 is nothing. $100 is nothing. I found the problem and stopped it. $100. So at the end of the day, $100 compared to how much more damage it would cost you, you know. And I still walked away with, you know, feeling like, hey, I made a profit, you know, but I was able to make a do a service to someone. Hopefully this person will be able to use my services. Instead of going out here and trying to just charge for every little thing. You don't do people like that. You don't get good favor.
Okay. Now, what you consider was the profit as in P-R-O-F-I-T, right?
Profit, correct.
Okay. Now, I'm going with the profit of P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Okay? So we don't get confused. Okay? Now, what you said was profit. Like, you know, you really wasn't trying to make no money off of it. But you did get something. You know what I'm saying? So you profit a little bit. Or you profit off of more so those services being given to the person because you could have charged a whole heck of a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As in that. So now the reason why I'm connecting these gifts is because they say prophetic gifts or prophetic inspiration or whatever this is. Now, this is where it goes into the religion base, okay?
Okay.
So now we got one. One is the gift, meaning tangible. Two is natural ability or talent, intangible. Okay. This right here, three, is spiritual. Okay. Now, with the prophetic gifts, when I was looking it up, just doing a little research on it, because I didn't have a lot of time to do it. I like to break it down. It builds up into four different types of gifts. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding spirits, and prophecy, okay? Now, for the reason, prophetic inspiration, okay? It's Isaiah lips, anointing with fire by Benjamin West, okay? So this is where I got that from, okay? In religion, a prophet is an individual who is claimed to have been contacted by the supernatural or the divine and to speak for them, okay? Meaning that, okay, God told me to tell you this. You know, you hear that, that's famous.
Correct.
Serving as a, what's that? I guess intermediate with the humanity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Meaning that, okay, God came down, he said, he told me to tell you this, and I'm speaking through myself from God to you, this is what God wanted me to tell you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, delivering the newfound knowledge from the spirit, supernatural, the newfound knowledge from the supernatural entity to other people. All right, I'm just dissecting it, okay? We got, God told me to tell you this, I'm speaking to the human. God's bringing it down to me. I'm delivering the newfound knowledge that you might not even receive right then and there. It might be later on down the line. That's where supernatural comes from, where you're seeing superhuman things or you're getting things that's not natural. Wow, supernatural. I'm going to look that up. Okay. The message that the prophet conveys is called a prophecy. God told me to tell you this. Prophecy. I'm going to prophesize, okay? All right.
Okay.
Now we got claims of prophet have existed in many cultures throughout history, including Judaism, Christianity, Islam, ancient Greece, Zoroaster. I guess they do the Torah, and many others. All right. Traditionally, prophets are regarded as having a role in the society that promotes change due to their messages and actions. All right, God told me to tell you this. I'm coming at you. Hold on, stop. Shake a tree, come back, and then come back. And I'm not trying to criticize. I'm just saying this is what an action that they will do, or they'll touch your forehead, or they'll grab your hand, or they'll, you know, line your hand with the palm, or they're speaking to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the English word prophet comes from the Greek word prophetess, and that's spelled P-R-F-E-T-E-S, meaning advocate,
Okay. In the late 20th century, the appellation of the prophet has been used to refer to individuals particularly successful as analysts in the field or economics. You know what you just said about economics?
Mm-hmm.
Analysts. Successful analysts. Okay? Wow.
Okay.
Like scientists. Okay. Such as in a derogatory prophet of greed. Wow.
Mm.
Okay? Okay?
Now, oh, yeah, brother.
Now, alternatively, all right, social commentators, like I come to you, I'm talking to you, okay, who suggest escalating Christ are often called prophets of doom. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're escalating Christ. We say, yeah, man, you know, God said this, Jesus said that. Okay, now, I told you, the four prophetic gifts is knowledge, wisdom, understanding spirits. We just wrote down prophets, okay, prophecy. So that's what the four bases for prophesizing. Now, we got tangible and intangible. Tangible means that anything given willingly to someone without payment, a present, or a Christmas gift, okay? Now, they synonyms, presents, handouts, donations, offerings. Wow. Bonus, awards, many, many more. All right? And then we got the intangible, a natural ability or talent. So now, coming off of that, how do you feel now?
Well, one thing that you never is always to be said is this. One thing that the truest thing that you'll get from the Bible, and three things that you're supposed to receive from your instruction manual, which is called the Bible, whether you want to call it the Holy Quran or Judaism book or whatever you want to call your book, three things you're supposed to receive: knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You know, and that is the beautiful thing, because that is the one gift that God gave man, was to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the being correct. Now, one thing that I did like about it is because you have a lot of false prophets out there who proclaim that they are doing a service to man, but in the process, they are out for themselves. They're really not as a service for man. They're in the service for themselves. So they do a disservice by saying that prophet such and such says this. You see it all the time on television and late night television where an evangelist turns around, he's laying hands on a person. You couldn't see him. And all of a sudden, he puts his hands on that a person, the so-called see, or couldn't walk, or, you know. And in the process of not being able to walk, he puts his hands on him, and the man faints and falls out. Now he's walking all of a sudden, you know. Those things are not cool as far as...
Okay, wait. You got to be careful, because... I know you said it's not cool. See, the only thing is, we don't know, because you know when it's phony.
Oh, yeah. That's the bottom line of it. You know when it's phony because, you know, first and foremost, you're on television taking credit card donations for a gift that you should be giving to people. And if God gave you this gift, he didn't give you this gift to charge people. Did he say, you know what, I'm going to make you walk for $19.95 a month. You won't have to come out your credit card.
Oh.
it's not for you to walk. The gift to be able to read the future, which we, you know, some people say tarot cards and, you know, so on and so forth. And here all of a sudden, but in order for me to tell you what's going to happen in your future, your credit card will be attached to this future.
You know that, huh?
That's taking advantage of the true gift that God has given you.
Wait! You gotta be careful.
Okay. Well, what are they doing? If they're not taking advantage, what are they doing?
I think
that's true gift.
Let me see what it falls under. It falls under. Let's see here. Natural ability or talent.
That's what that falls under.
It has to, because you got to have the gift or the gab for somebody. Think about it, man. You got to be bad to talk real good and not to get the actual dollar, but to get the credit information over the phone.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So that's why I say it's the ability of the gift or the gab.
So that, but is it safe for me to say that you're using your knowledge or gift for evil instead of good?
Well, you gotta look at it like this.
Because it's good to them, but is it good for everyone else?
Okay. Now we define evil. Do you look at it as a pastor? Okay. Pastor is supposed to be a prophet. Okay, a prophet of God. And I'm telling you guys, okay, now what we gotta do?
He's supposed to be a messenger of God.
Okay.
His gift is to dissect the everyday things that happen every day in our lives.
Now listen. Wait. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish. I'm going to tell you, because you're going to hear something else. Go ahead.
Okay. A pastor is supposed to take situations of every day in our lives, and in order to make things better for us, to make our daily transitions every day better for us.
Great.
Versus making the situation worse. Things that we were blind to, weren't able to see clearly, we're able to see clearly.
Great. Okay. Well put. Now, do you consider a pastor on the prophet, prophet, or prophet of the prophet?
A pastor is supposed to be a prophet as far as like the prophet Muhammad. To make a prophet. Now, please don't get this misunderstood, and it took me a long time to understand this. But an elderly lady broke it down for me and told me, said, tithes to the church, I mean spending or cash, and it says in the Bible that you are supposed to tithe, meaning give money in order to, the church does not run for free. It does run off gas. It does run off light. It does run off of administration as far as printing out. And the pastor should receive a modest fee for his hard work in order to give you these things, because the pastor also has a gift of discernment to tell you the things of the things that you are to try to avoid in order to better your life and your lifestyle. But now where it goes sideways And I just have to sit there and put this out there. And then you make, hey, America may get wrong, mad at me for saying this. But to call yourself the Bishop Magic Don Juan, and here you went to church to learn the words of God, but in the process you're exploiting women for your benefit or for another person who is not as strong as you are. That is wrong. To be a prophet in that mannerism, to exploit someone, I got to go against it. It's more or less like you're enslaving, you're steadily using God's word to benefit you instead of benefiting the masses. And in turn, you're still taking a profit. You're still taking the other profit in your pocket. You're a prophet making a profit.
Wow.
You are a prophet making a profit off someone else's misfortune.
Well, it says this in religion, a prophet is an individual who is claimed to have been contacted by the supernatural or the divine and speak for them, serving as an intermediary with humanity, delivering the newfound knowledge from the supernatural entity to other people. The message that the prophet conveys is called prophecy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, you were with another ballpark with it. You were with Don Juan, okay? So, you feel like he's prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you give him the natural ability or talent? Or do you
He has a natural ability and talent in order to do good, but he would rather serve himself instead of serve God. The difference. He would rather serve himself rather than serve God.
Now watch this. You don't really talk about God. You know, Matthew 6:24 said you can't serve two masters. You gotta serve one and hate the other, or love one and hate the other, right?
Correct.
That's my favorite scripture. That's why I just quoted that. Okay, now he don't ever say, after every time he finished, he don't say God, Jesus, Allah, Most High. He say church.
Okay.
Now, you said a church profit off of, you know, light bill, gas bill, all the stuff in order for it to stay on and operate, right?
Correct. Because you people have to have a sanctuary in order to go.
Catch.
To receive
now,
the word of God.
Now, by him being a bishop,
mm-hmm.
he's putting out his talent. His talent is he got the gift of the gab to do whatever
mm-hmm.
it is for the prophet. See, this is where the key is, prophet. The P-R-O-P-A-T-T versus the P-R-O-F-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
They both are gifts now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what gift you fall under.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is, it's like you don't hate him, you just dislike his
mm-hmm.
character.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. So now, this saying now, now I'm going to the gift number one. It also say a very easy task or unmissable opportunity. That touchdown was an absolute gift. That money that you gave me was an absolute gift. Man, that plate
mm-hmm.
that you gave me when I was hungry was an absolute gift.
potential. Mm-hmm. So the word profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, means tangible goods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the natural ability or talent goes with, it could be in between, but I'm going to give it with the P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Because it's a natural ability or talent. And it says four prophetic gifts or stages that you got to go through, right? Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, spirits,
mm-hmm.
and prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I believe in it because, well, somebody, man, God told me to tell you this, man. Because you know, sometimes when somebody comes to you, sitting next to somebody, you talking to them, like, man, I have to share this with you because this has been burning. And they be like, man, Joe, if you would never open your mouth or you would never say nothing, man, oh, my God. And it don't be general stuff now. Like, oh, man, God told me to tell you, man, you need to clean your house. But in the same breath, too, bro, it could be like, maybe you need to clean your house from evil spirits. Maybe you got to go in there and pray. Clean your house out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on how you utilize it, B.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to, what is your gift to give back to the world?
Some people have that gift of discernment, like I said, where they are able to, you have to understand one thing, with atheists may not believe this, but we all came from spirits. That's the first thing that our original origin of mankind is a spirit. We are made of three parts, mind, body, and soul. And unfortunately, a lot of times in this world here that we deal in, we follow our mind and our body, and our spirit suffers. Sometimes eternally, sometimes temporarily, depending on the person and situation that they're in. But we are made of spirits. And a person who is very much so in tune and in touch with their spirit are able to go in and speak to another person's spirit. That means they are able to read that spirit and have a discernment of saying, hey, this is what's going on. I see this going on. Why are you doing this? And you may have never met them or they don't interact with your lifestyle or anything, but their spirit is able to pick up on your spirit and say, hey, I know what's going on. And me being a person who follows God or tries to follow God as much as possible in his teaching, my thing is I should be able to read someone else's spirit and say, this is the problem. This is why you're going through what you're going through. You need to change this in order to, so you can have a better place at the table when it is your turn to come to the table. Those are gifts within itself in order to, because you have, I just feel that God sends people and puts people in your life in order to get you in a better position so you can be more comfortable. Kingdom of heaven can be granted here on this earth as it is in heaven. That's just my thinking. That's what I've been taught, that we can have a sense of heaven here on this earth as it is in heaven.
Okay. Now, I have to elaborate on that a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Marinate on
that. Okay.
You hit it on, man, because they say you got to bring the kingdom of heaven down here on this earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, meaning that you are God's child,
Your body is your temple. That's your kingdom. You mm-hmm. are given a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the ones that prophesize, I mean, like P-R-O-F-I-T, it's hard to, that's why I say it's hard to judge or define what a person does or how they do it or what they're doing. And to me, it might be wrong, but it got to be something that lures you to want to get it. You know what I'm saying? Most people say money. And now the Bible said you only don't get respected if you worship one and not the other. So they chose not to worship this and but to want to worship money. He ain't mad at you. You were just honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's another thing I look at it, man.
Well,
and giving it back.
One thing you just said, so can't be mad at him. You know, can't totally get mad at him. You know, as life is about balance. Let's be clear about this. Life is about balance. You can't have good without evil. So, and how would you recognize good if you don't have good in your life all the time? You know, how could you get better if you don't know how to fall? How could you know how to walk if you don't ever fall? You got to go through trials and tribulations in order for you to get to where you're going, in order to teach someone else your gifts, which, you know, you hear people say testimony. You have a testimony because your trials and tribulations and stumbles may help someone else not go through the same stumbles that you went through. That may be just a gift that God gave you to tell stories so other people can't get, so other people won't go through the same thing that you went through. That's a gift in itself. Keeping people safe. And it didn't cost you a dime. It just cost you some time. It just cost you a little time. And in that little time, God may have blessed you with riches beyond your wildest dreams, but you just didn't realize it because you squandered those gifts.
What is said on the difference between life and death is fear.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. And I was just speaking about this the other day. Neighborhood I moved through. It's a peaceful neighborhood, but you know, you always have someone who's trying to take advantage of that peace. And in the process of him trying to take advantage of the peace, you have the younger generation who comes along and wants to terrorize in order for them, their own personal property gain. They want to terrorize the neighborhood. So here, me being who I am, you know, I know that lifestyle. I didn't come from that lifestyle, but I know that lifestyle, the difference. So when I got out of my truck, God tells me, you don't have to mean mug me. You don't have to mean mug us when you get out your car. I simply tell him, this is my house. I can do whatever I want. He says, and I say this over the air, let me repeat exactly what he says. He says, fuck you.
Wow.
Fuck you. This our house. I said, you hold that thought right there. I'll be right on back. I proceeded to go into the house and get my pistol and come on back out. I put my pistol and tucked it in my back pocket. And I told the brother, as they moved on a little bit way down, I told him, hey, come here, brother, let me holler at you. Let me talk to you. I don't want to talk to anybody else but you, since you want to be the spokesperson for the rest of the people. Because you're going to be the first one that's going to get it. I'm going to make an example out of you. See, a lot of times people forget about what Jesus did. They want to make it seem like he was just this guy who was against nonviolence. How could God have a war going on, a war of spirituality going on, and there's no violence? It's called a war. It's not called a peaceful march. It's called war. And in the process of war, casualty lives are taken. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. You can't have it both ways, people. You have to put your life on that line. God knows where your heart is at. So in that instance, I made a decision to put my life on that line. It's either me or him. Then I'd be damned if it's going to be me. But if it's me in the process, best believe, if I die in this process of telling this brother what I own, what I worked hard for, you're not going to come and take it. And you're not going to tell me and make me live in fear in my own home. I refuse to live in fear in my own home. I'm going to be again in my... Go ahead.
But it's in the last part. I don't like cutting you off, man.
I'm going to be able to get in my truck and come and go as I please. So as I talked to the brother, I told him, I said, come here. I told the brother, with my pistol in my back pocket, I didn't have it in hand, but I felt a lot more secure when I had it on me to tell that brother whatever I felt on my mind. The brother said, I apologize, I didn't know. He was tough 2 minutes ago, but as I talked to him as a man and told him, hey, this man, he had a whole totally different change of heart. Because now I'm a man talking to another man. I approached him as a man. I said, I need to talk to you man to man. You can't do nothing but honor and respect that. Because if it was my time to go, then God would have seen fit that that moment was my time to leave this earth.
Wow.
You can't have it both ways, people. You want a peaceful black community? You got to take peaceful black communities. You can't sit back and call on another nationality or someone else to solve your issues and problems. You have to be willing to solve your problems yourself.
Wow. Well, look, it says Proverbs 16:8, man. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenue with injustice.
Say that one more time.
Okay. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice.
Hmm.
So as us divided into us people, African American people, we have very little, man. We should be grateful to it, man. The people that's wealthy, man, are doing injustice like stuff. Don't get me wrong, there's some African American people doing the same thing too.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I think yesterday on your show you had the thing of where African Americans own other African American slaves.
Dude, man, people don't want to hear that. You want to get assassinated?
You know, they own another African American slave, you know. And all in order for a profit. They was a slave themselves. They bought their freedom, they got to freedom, and then turn around and enslaved some more blacks.
Hey man, I love you, man, you are a fool.
It's a bit of a color for what it is. You know, you was a slave yourself. You was a slave yourself. And you bought your freedom. You got a way to get free. And then the first thing you want to go do is enslave some other blacks. That's okay. Let's think about enslavement in the modern times. You know, the subject is this thing here is taking a turn for the worse, but it still deals. I mean, it's taking a turn on a different subject, but it still deals down in gifts. You have a gift in order to be an entrepreneur, but you would rather turn around and enslave your own kind. So let's talk about enslavement in modern day today, not back then, because thus believe we are slaves. Here at African Americans in America, we are still slaves. The Constitution has not changed. It has not been rewritten to say that we are a full man. We are still three-fifths of a man. We are not considered a whole man. Even though all these laws have been passed, it has not been changed. Nobody went in there and said, hey, hold on for a minute. Let's scratch this out. Let's put it across the World Wide Web. Television channel 257932. And say, we're going to take this out as the black man is a full man. Even though we have a president, he's looked at as a boy. But let's be clear. You have blacks who own properties and would rather have their people live in squander and all in order for them to make a profit.
Let me ask you a question.
So their lifestyle could be better versus the masses of lifestyle to be better.
Right. Let me ask you a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We got a game called Charles Baxter Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you know your game is, you created this. These are your rules. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people that's playing your game is complaining. Man, dog, you cheating, man. Why you got these rules like this, man? Man, dog, why you doing this here, man? Well, Charles Baxter, I tell you what. Here goes a ballot box right here, man. All your comments, complaints,
concerns.
Put it in this box right here. I'm gonna take a look at it, and whichever one, you know, bogus, we're gonna vote. I'm gonna vote on it and see which one I want to do. If I want to take it with whatever the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm complaining at your game. These are your rules. How can I change something when they're your rules?
Man, brother, you're making too much sense, man. You're making too much sense right now.
I'm just saying
to you, you're making too much sense right now. You're making too much sense right now, brother.
I'm just saying. If you look at it, people complain about a system that somebody created. Who am I to go on a job and complain of a job that you're asking of me to do? When I complain, I should be ready to either A, if I'm not a demand, like if I'm not a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant or LeBron James or the business, my complaints don't go in the box. I'm gonna look at it, and I'm the boss now. I'm saying, okay, what's the number one thing? I'm not getting paid enough money. Well, you can't answer your own question. Find another job. Two. Oh man, I think that, you know, instead of opening up the doors 8 o'clock, we need to do this at 8 o'clock. We should do it at 8:30 because That's when everybody get there and traffic die down. Oh, okay, that's a good suggestion. Put it in a box. Come on, man. The only way we gonna win as in a structure is what Malcolm X said. Create your own business. Look, what is your gift to give back to work? Let's build something. Communicate it to the people. And gain the ability of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to give to the people without losing sleep. That's why we got special edition with Charles Baxter. You feel me? Like, man, I do want to play that Malcolm X clip again. It's about 11 minutes, man. I think people need to really hear that in its entirety, man. You
play
want
it.
To?
Yes, play it.
Man,
play it.
It's about 11 minutes, bro. You got to listen to everything.
I'm going to say this here real quick. You can understand me with what I was. Before you play that, people, go and see the movie The Butler. And the reason why I implore you to go see the movie The Butler, the example that Dennis just said was played in the movie The Butler. The Butler was said, he went to the man, even after the Civil Rights of 1964 had been passed, written and passed, he was still going to his boss saying, hey, listen, I feel it's wrong because blacks are not getting paid the same wages as whites. They're getting paid double than what we're getting paid. And then white man looked him square in the face and said, okay, if you don't like it, quit. As simple as that. If you don't like it, quit. If you don't like the little bit of money I'm giving you, then you need to go find you another job. Because I'm not going to change the way I'm doing things. That black man turned around, tucked his tail between his legs, and walked on. And still worked. Now, a lot of people will say that's noble. And this is the friction that we have going on within our culture, too. A lot of blacks would say that was noble because why? He served a high power. He said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and deal with this because I got bills to pay. I got a family to feed. I got people to provide for. The man's son took another approach. No, we're not going to stand up for this. We're going to protest. We're going to do this. We're doing that. In the process of all the protesting and everything that was going on, we lost the sense of saying, let's keep our businesses going. Let's stop depending on the white man for money and generate our own money. I said this yesterday. We are the only race of people that's steadily trying to depend on somebody else to fix our problems. And they are a problem. They ain't nobody else's problem. So just the same as I gave you the situation with the boy when he said, fuck you, this our shit. I didn't call the police. I handled the situation myself. Because that's my problem. That ain't that white man's problem. He go to a whole other neighborhood that ain't got that situation don't involve him over there in that other neighborhood. That's my problem, because that's where I lay my head at. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have you make me feel fearful of where I got to lay my head at. So when he turned around and said, F you, let me handle this problem the best way I know how to handle the problem. Step two, the problem. Now run away from it.
Wow.
Go ahead and play that clip, brother.
No, I'm going to play that clip, man. Hey, before I even play the clip, guess what movie I was watching last night, dude?
Huh?
Guess what movie I was watching last night?
What movie?
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
That's my movie, yeah.
Man, remember, man, this was so, man, they hit it so dead on, man. My man walked into the pro-black leadership shop, and he was like, Bean Pie, my brother. He's like, well, I got some beans.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, man, I want you to help. Now, what people are fighting over right now, materials. Back then, they was fighting over gold, right? He said, man, y'all, man, we got together, man, as black revolutionaries, we got together and everything, man. We went down there and marched towards the government building, and guess what happened? He said, what happened? They gave everybody jobs. He said, what? He said, it just so happened that day they was hiring. Everybody said, dog, let's go.
Okay. Black man in America for the past 400 years has been like a boy in the white man's house, begging the white man for a job, for food, clothing, and shelter. And then after the white man provides him with all of these things, he turns around and has the nerve to get angry at the white man when the white man tries to control his life. How can people, a group of people such as our people, who own no factories, have equal job opportunities competing against a race that owns the factories? The only way the two can have equal job opportunities is if black people have factories as well as white people have factories. And then we can employ whites or we can employ blacks, just like they can employ whites or they can employ blacks. But as long as the factories are in the hands of the whites, the housing is in the hands of the whites, the school system is in the hands of the whites, you have a situation where the blacks are constantly begging the whites, can they use this or can they use that? That's not any kind of equality of opportunity, nor does it lend toward one's dignity. What does a black man look like begging for a cup of coffee in a white restaurant and doesn't have a job to back up his, to pay for it when he does get the coffee? It's putting the cart before the horse. Instead of the Negro leaders having the black man begging for a chance to dine in white restaurants, the Negro leader should be showing the black man how to do something to strengthen his own economy, to give himself an independent economy, or to provide job opportunities for himself. Not begging for a cup of coffee in a white man's restaurant. Number one, he must have a knowledge of himself, and this gives him confidence in himself. He has been brainwashed by the educational system that exists here in America to the point where he feels he was a savage in the jungle when he was before he was brought here, and this destroys his morale. So the number one thing that has to be done, he has to be retaught, be given, he has to be re-educated and made to know that he's a man like anyone else, and then he can stand on his own two feet like others. Then if the black man, the black leadership, who has access to all of this money and has all of these degrees today, can't use his talent and his know-how to set up business opportunities, job opportunities, housing opportunities for the black people, the same as the white leaders have done for white people, then these black leaders need to get off the boat. They're not leading our people toward any kind of independence, but they're using their positions and their education and their talent to exploit our people worse than the slave master did during slavery.
If white immigrants can come to this country 50 years ago with nickels and dimes and no education, and come here and pool their little nickels and dimes and no education, and set up little stores, develop these stores into larger stores, develop this into an industry, which creates job opportunities for whites. Since Lincoln was supposed to have freed the black man 100 years ago, and today the black man, according to the government economist, has spending power of $20 billion per year. We feel that with the black man spending $20 billion a year, not setting up any businesses, not creating any industry, not creating any job opportunities for his own kind, he's not in a moral position to point the finger today at the white man and tell the white man that he's discriminating against him for not giving him a job in factories that he himself set up. If the black man has $20 billion, and these so-called Negro leaders are such geniuses that they can integrate white restaurants and integrate white factories and integrate, force themselves into that which the white man has set up, they should use this same ingenuity to show the black people how to pool our wealth and set up something of our own. And then we won't have to force our way into it.
We should own and operate and control the economy of our community. You would never find, you can't open up a black store in a white community. White man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you don't have sense enough to look out for yourself. The white man is too intelligent to let someone else come and gain control of the economy of his community. But you will let anybody come in and control the economy of your community. Control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses, under the pretext that you want to integrate. No, you're out of your mind. We have to become involved in a program of re-education to educate our people into the importance of knowing that when you spend your dollar out of the community in which you live, the community in which you spend your money becomes richer and richer. The community out of which you take your money becomes poorer and poorer. And because these Negroes who have been misled, misguided, are breaking their necks to take their money and spend it with the man is becoming richer and richer, and you're becoming poorer and poorer. And then what happens? The community in which you live becomes a slum. It becomes a ghetto. The conditions become run down, and then you have the audacity to complain about poor housing in a run-down community. Why, you run it down yourself when you take your dollar out. And you and I are in a double trap, because not only do we lose by taking our money someplace else and spending it, when we try and spend it in our own community, we're trapped because we haven't had sense enough to set up stores and control the businesses of our community. The man who's controlling the stores in our community is a man who doesn't look like we do. He's a man who doesn't even live in the community. So you and I, even when we try and spend our money in the block where we live or the area where we live, we're spending it with a man who, when the sun goes down, takes that basket full of money in another part of the town. So we're trapped, double trapped, triple trapped. Anywhere we go, we find that we're trapped. And every kind of solution that someone comes up with is just another trap. Those, our people, the importance of setting up these little stores and developing them and expanding them into larger operations. Woolworth didn't start out big like they are today. They started out with a dime store and expanded and expanded and expanded until today they're all over the country and all over the world, and they're getting some of everybody's money. Now, this, what you and I and General Motors, the same way, didn't start out like it is. It started out just a little rat race type operation, and it expanded and expanded until today is where it is right now. And you and I have to make a start. And the best place to start is right in the community where we live. So our people not only have to be re-educated to the importance of supporting black business, but the black man himself has to be made aware of the importance of going into business. And once you and I go into business, we own and operate at least the businesses in our community, what we will be doing is developing a situation wherein we will actually be able to create employment for the people in the community. And once you can create some employment in the community where you live, it will eliminate the necessity of you and me having to act ignorantly and disgracefully boycotting and picketing some cracker someplace else trying to beg him for a job. Anytime you have to rely upon your enemy for a job, you're in bad shape.
Wow.
And still, when did Malcolm X get assassinated and killed?
And
still, after...
What is it, 70s or 60 something?
No, 60. 60s. He got killed before King.
Okay.
The kid King got killed in 68, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, around there.
Okay. So
we give our people accurate. So you know, go ahead. I'm gonna find out and I'll let you know.
But you know, the thing of it is still, even after all this time has passed us, you know, everything that he is saying still has a grave effect, because the black community that you live in today, we don't still own anything in our black community. So that dream that Dr. King is speaking of is just a dream. It's not anything else. It has not been acquired. Because when you walk out with the masses of the neighborhood that we live in, when you walk out those front doors, who owns those businesses? Arabs. They're still taking your money to their neighborhood to develop their neighborhood. And if they're not developing their neighborhood, they're developing their country with our money. And on top of all that, they still have the nerve to talk crazy to you in the process. Because why? You have no other outlet. They know you don't have a bargaining chip. So that's the reason why they can talk to you in the mannerism that they talk to you. Because they know that you don't have an outlet. Where else are you going to go get? Where else are you going to go? Majority of you don't own cars. And if you do own a car, your license isn't together. So that means you can't drive far. Because you can't go into other communities and go and shop, because you may get pulled over and go to jail. Then you lose whatever you do have. They know all of this. They know the trickle-down theory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because we still, after all this time, are buying into it. I can even commend you if you turn around and to a degree. Now, listen to what I'm about to say. To a degree, I can commend you if you turned around and you were selling drugs and you turn around and say, you know what, I'm going to open up a little grocery store with my drug money. I'm going to start to be a person who buys produce, meat, things that are tangible to run these people out of our community. You got to take a stand somewhere, people. You have plenty of gifts out here, and you're squandering them because at the pace of your own personal greed, instead of saying it's not your gift, it's the gift that God gave you. It's not your gift. It's something that was given to you that you have to give to other people.
Right. Malcolm X was 65 in 1965. And Martin Luther King in 1968, 3 years apart.
68, exactly. So, at the end of the day, Malcolm X got killed 1 year after the Civil Rights Act was signed. Now, considering that that's when he got killed, in 65 to 2013, the thing, we still don't own anything in our black community. And truthfully, that is sad. You're going to hire that Polak first to come and have him do work in your home before you hire me. And at the end of the day, I got the same tools that the Polak has. I have the same experience that the Polak has. I have the same experience, the same tools, adequate transportation, everything. Able to get the materials on the site. But here, somewhere along the line, you have it in your head that the Mexican or the black could do a better, I mean, the Mexican or the white man can do a better job than your own kind. I got a child to feed. But you're feeding somebody else's family that has nowhere near a relationship to you. We still feel Negroes and house Negroes.
So do you
do you declare teaching your child or your children about racism only when it happens to you, or they are told to it first? Or
Right now, I'm teaching my child racism as far as the effect of not saying anything about it. Because I live in a predominantly black neighborhood. Her mother chooses to live in a predominantly white neighborhood. And it's a homosexual predominantly white neighborhood at that. So what she is exposed to is two different worlds. But the world that she'll be more affected by is the world that I'm in, because I'm the man. I'm the father. I'm the one that she looks at. Yes, she looks at the mother, but she's going to want to marry a man. She ain't going to want to marry a woman. So what I do has more grave effect than anything. She sees a black man who gets up, who goes to work, who works hard, and who provides. This teaching racism within itself.
As
I
well,
am a black man.
You seemed on that point, man, because I never had to see some of my kids racism, because they was never exposed to it. You know what I'm saying? If they were exposed to it, they was in an area where they knew how to conduct themselves, or if they was confused, you know, they were so well liked by their teachers or, you know, in their community or whatever, that they'd get defended because they some good kids. You know what I mean? Now exposing the truth. One thing that the truth that needs to be exposed is when you tell your child, you know, hey, instead of saying go to school, get a good grade so you get a good job, you want to say go to school, get a good grade so you can own your own business. So when you start embedding that in their head, own your own stuff, they wouldn't know how to work for somebody else, because they already embedded to get their own. Dude, I didn't start working for, well, I was the African American community. Dude, I was in corporate America for 13 years. Okay? Now, I mean, that's just a combined total of how many years I was in corporate America. Now, out of them 13 years, I still have my side business, doing my side stuff on the side. You know, for them last 10, matter of fact, for like the last, let's see, 10, 12 years out of my life, I was my own product. I was me. I was my own brand. I was me doing what I was doing, whether it was selling drugs, dancing, whatever. I was making my own money, currency. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how to work for people in corporate America. I just knew how to get along with people in corporate America, because I had that gift of, you know, you teach me this, I know how to do it. And I would just like the fact of being around people. Collecting a check, okay, that's cool too. But if I would have known firsthand, like, hey, man, I need to own this, I need to own that, you know, you got to think about it. The money was coming in. So the money was coming in. My mentality wasn't to, you know, let me put this money down to own this shop. Or let me put this money down to own this, you know, this whatever over here. So we can bring in residual income to help the community. But then it's just like, okay, man, let me just get this pocket full of money so I can say I got bricks. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why people say, man, if you know what you know now, you go back in time and do it all over again, would you? Yeah, I would. I would go back, but I would do it in a smart way. Because the route that I took wouldn't get me to where I'm at right now today. The only thing that people are probably missing is buku dollars. But they live life. It's most people that are so wealthy that inherited into money were so spoiled they didn't know how to live life because they already had it made. So can you imagine struggling and then going to a whole bunch of money?
Well, first and foremost, and I say this, and I say this almost on every show, economic empowerment. Economic empowerment. Understanding the dollar. Religion is cool. Don't get me wrong. It gives you a sense of who you are, the knowledge of yourself. But if you do not have economic empowerment, you will not know what to do with that money when those large sums of money do come in. Economic empowerment.
Oh, yeah, big up, man, to Buy Black Economics, man. Like them on Facebook, man. They had, they got an article in the Atlanta Magazine papers for one
mm-hmm.
of the, for like one of the most liked on Facebook pages as far as for African American people. And it's about my boy T. Wallbagger and his partner, Miss Lynn. She's based out of South Florida, I believe. And they doing it, man. You know, they doing their thing, man. And, you know, I always got to salute, you know, saying people that's already doing something real good, you know. And I was there from day one when they first created it. And I was one of the people that helped, you know, design. Of course, I didn't win the design, but I helped design a logo for them, which made it for another, you know, thing, kind of look for it. And basically, man, I was a part of it too, man. But I, you know how it is. You get busy, you just can't produce. But man, I want to commend them, man, because they kept it going. You know, saying they're keeping it going. And that's another thing about it, man. With African American people, man, you keep it going persistently, man. You will eventually achieve it. You just gotta find your goal and stay with it. Do it right. The mistakes that you make, try not to make them, you know, the second go around. But if you gotta make that mistake again, make sure you know that. Okay, well, I definitely, whether it's going to hurt me or not, I got to get rid of this. Meaning that if your brother, sister, cousin, uncle, nephew, if they're killing what you got going on and you know that you got to sacrifice it to get what you need to get to, sometimes you just got to do it, man, in order to, you know, achieve that goal that you're making. And then reach back for them later if they're not bitter. You know? But
mm-hmm.
a lot of African-American people can get into a lot of African-American people ways. They can get blinded. You can inherit their sorrow. You can inherit their hatred. You can inherit their lifestyle if they're not doing nothing for themselves. You can inherit all that by just listening to them and say, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't. I'm telling you, man. You know, you know what? Man, we down to like 15 minutes. Wow. Today, people, man, we were talking about what is your gift to give back to the world. What is your gift to give back to the world? And I read three things that put you in that category. It was the gift of tangible, meaning giving them a gift or tie, offering, whatever, you know, without wanting something in return. The other one is talent. You know what I'm saying? What is your talent? Natural ability. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that, you know, LB, Charles said his natural born talent is building things, doing stuff. And he had a talent to learn something once and get it. You know what I'm saying? That's incredible. Then we got profit. The P-R-O-F-I-T. Versus the P-R-O-P-H-E-T. To me, I really don't see a real big difference in it. But
they're making a profit.
Isn't it what I'm saying? So, but the big difference is, one is you're getting goods for money. You know, say a magnet, you're getting that for it. With profit, the P-R-O-P-H-E-T, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, spirits, prophecy. Okay? And that's in religion. A prophet is an individual who is claimed to have been contacted by the supernatural, meaning God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, or the divine. Okay? and speak for them to let us know, like, God told me to tell you this. God told me to share this with you. That's what that is. I'm not going to get fully into it, but that's what those are, the difference between gifts that we do have. So I wanted to get all in the area and all the realms. So I don't think we really left any stones unturned with this topic yet, Doc. I think we talked about some of everything on this one. Man,
mm-hmm.
I feel really good about this show today.
You know, say this, brother.
Go ahead.
No. I say this, brother, that, you know, yes, I do feel very good about the show because we were able to, you know, transcend, and the wonderful thing is we're able to take the show in different directions. That is the beauty of what we're doing, is we're able to take the show and go in different directions versus staying in one direction. Gifts are of many things, and if we don't realize what our gifts of many things are, then you will just stay in one realm. You will just stay in one world. And I'm elated about the show that we did today. Really, I was a little leery at first, like, oh, where's the show gonna go? This and the other, but at the end, it went in the direction that I needed it to go in.
Right, man. Understanding, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, man. I mean, you. This was something that you know, you had this on your gut for a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? And you know, I did my little research on it. I didn't do a lot because I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to go in, but this was enough.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
It's not time. Enough is the most. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
most definitely. You matter of fact. I will even go to the point of saying that it's more than enough. You get more than, you know, sometimes you can just knowledge that God gives you, you are able to expound and bring to whole new horizons and plights that you never really realized that, hey, you know, I could take it in this direction or I could take it in that direction. You know, no matter which direction I take it in, it still ends up to the common goal of saying, hey, this is the bottom line of it is we need to get ourselves together. There's a percentage of people who are getting their act together, who are entrepreneurials, who are developing economic empowerment, so on and so forth, and understanding economic strength in order to get us to the next level. And then there's others who are not realizing that. So I think at the end of the day, you know, we as a culture, we're starting to realize these things and move forward. That's just my take on it. And as long as we have people out here like yourself who are able to make the mind and the wheels turn for the betterment of the masses, then we have accomplished our goals.
True. Well, look, man, what we're going to do is this, man. We're going to take some commercials left. We're going to do a couple of commercial breaks here, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to give out our conclusion, which we pretty much did it already, but say our little final words, man, then we go from there, bro.
Okay, that's what's up.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Did you know you can't say f***ed on the radio? It's true. And you can get in some serious trouble with the FCC for saying sh** too. That's a real shame, because those are exactly the words you'd use to describe the state of your credit. Meanwhile, you wonder what might have happened if you'd have went to Credit FX to have your credit repaired. The fact is, at Credit FX, we specialize in having credit bureaus legally erase f***ed up credit. With over 7 years of experience, knowledge, and the most advanced software in Jacksonville, our goal is to protect your financial reputation. Don't wake up in the morning feeling like shit and come home feeling totally f***ed over. Visit creditfxonline.com. If you've had credit problems in the past, and who hasn't, visit creditfxonline.com. It's the smart way to get the help you need so you can get the things you want. Visit creditfxonline.com. Believe me, you'll feel like a dumb sh** someday if you don't.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
I'm not satisfied with just getting by. I like to get ahead. And that's why I carry the prepaid Visa Rush Card.
I get my pay deposited directly to my Rush Card, so I never have to pay check cashing fees ever.
And I get access to my money up to 2 days early, which comes in handy.
Plus, my prepaid Visa Rush Card makes it so easy for me to pay bills and shop online.
You can use your Rush Card to get cash or check your balance at over 23,000 MoneyPass ATMs nationwide with no fees.
And I can use it everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Why just get by when you can get ahead?
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. You got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com is www.westernworldone.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
Boy, 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 I tell you. Great show today, man.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. Great show to you as well.
Man,
great
so
show
thank
to you. As well.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'm very humble, man. I'm still tripping off of what Malcolm X said, man. You know, a lot of us, man, we have a lot of gifts in this world to give back to this world. Which actually, we don't, believe it or not, we give back to this world self-consciously than being conscious. Because if we was conscious of what we was doing, we'd be in a bigger and better position than we already are in. But when we're utilizing ourselves self-consciously without even knowing that we're doing this, we got to wake up every day.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get up and do what we need to do to, you know, pay the bills, the major bills, every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to be some type of productive beings because, you know, like me and you, we would get bored of life. Life would be so boring. You won't know what to do no more. You know, being creative means you got to do it. They say all the best people, that's the great creators right now, are in the grave because they took their stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, man, do whatever gift that you are out of the main three, give back to the world with it. Show somebody the way. Help them gain the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. If you can't do it no more, at least give it to some fresh legs, hands, and arms, and a fresh creative mind that can do it, that can help out.
You know, I'm not saying live through that person, but at the same time, at least see if it'll work. And if it don't work, at least you know, hey man, I did that in 2, 3, 4 different generations, and it still hasn't worked, so I'm not going to go for the 5th generation. It shouldn't take that long, but you know what I mean? So, just like my generation, man, we got a whole bunch of preachers. We got a whole bunch of pastors. We got a whole bunch of construction workers. Those are the musicians. Those are the main three things that we have in my family generation right now today. You know, but you utilize that, man. But, man, those are my closing remarks, man. You got some closing remarks, B? You got about 2 minutes.
Economic empowerment. You have to understand your own self-worth in this world and what it is that you have to give. If you do not understand or know how to find who you are and find your gift, get around someone who is remotely close or successful in their own right in order for you to find out what it is that you have to give. Understand what I mean by that. In order for me to be a better man, I must be around a more of a successful man than myself. I can't be around the same like-minded people. Friends are good to have, don't get me wrong, but they'll never get in that casket with you when it's going down, when it's time for you to die. They won't get in that casket and go 6 feet deep with you.
Not June, but...
Rick Ross has a CD, his Maybach 3 coming out, and he has this thing in there saying, fuck friends. And basically, I understood where he was coming from. He's not saying, fuck your friends, and don't deal with them or have any type of relationship with them. He's basically saying this, hey, your friends are friends, but that's all they are, it's just friends. They're nothing more than nothing less. So why is it that you pride yourself on just these friends or these so-called friends? You need to move yourself and elevate yourself to another level, another plateau, in order for you to become more successful. In order for you to have more economic power, you must have a different friendship basis. We don't understand that because at the end of the day, we are steadily going into the mind frame and the realm of, okay, this is cool, this is good enough. We don't need to have that mentality that this is just good enough. We need to have the mentality of saying we need to be better. If you know someone who is running a successful business, get around them. Even if it's not a successful business, if it's just a business in itself, they are understanding the power of saying, hey, I'm trying to get to be better than what I am yesterday. Go to church. Go to a mosque. Involve yourself around people that are different than what you're used to hanging around. My pastor told me one time, Pastor John Hanna told us, he said, if you don't want to worry in the world, go around people who act like they don't have a worry in the world. Go downtown. On Russian State, there's a place that we call the Circle. I go down there and sit down there by myself, and Dennis will be the witness to it. I go and sit down there by myself and smoke a cigar by myself. I'm around like-minded people who just want to be cool. I don't have to be in a chaotic world every day. I just want to be here in love. That's it. That's all.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.